Thank you. Of to pass the time. One thing was certain, blue was not my color.
Thank you. I live up there where you can see the grapes. Yeah, I know it's a fucking dump and I hate it here. I live in this little backwater town, like in the fucking middle of nowhere, and today I'm gonna show you how fucking retarded and like small-minded and discriminating this town really is, okay? So let's go. So now we're gonna walk into the street and see how all the people respond to my presence when I walk by. You see what I have to deal with every day? This is what I have to go through every day. Every day when I walk down the street, and they just taught me like this, and it's making me crazy. Stop it. Stop talking to me like that. I'm a person, okay? I'm a person. Fuck you. Fuck you all. I hope you die. Now you see what I have to put up with every fucking day. This is my life, and it sucks. It sucks even harder than when I'm sucking on this fucking cigarette. Shut the fuck up! I'm so depressed right now. God. So, I'm calling all gods for a war against the rest of the fucking world who hates us. A war against everyone who discriminates, calls us names, calls us emo. That's a good thing, actually. A war against all the freaking emos. Fuck them, bitches. So, this was my video, and...
Loser!
Shut up, damn it!
You know the front door is open.
Where do you think you live? Mount's Landing?
We can't be friends. I'm sorry.
What do you mean we can't be friends? Huh? You just want to shut the entire world out? Guess what? I'm right here. I'm not leaving. Not going anywhere.
You have to leave. I don't have in me what you need.
Well, how do you know what I need? I mean, you don't even know me. You don't know anybody. I mean, what's wrong with you?
I'm old. I'm George Burns.
Who's George Burns?
I'm Uncle Fester. I'm Andy of Mayberry, Mr. Roper, Grandpa Munster.
Okay, I get it.
Okay, good, then leave.
No. What are you so afraid of, huh?
I'm afraid of everything.
Well, what's everything?
I don't know. Everything. I can't fly. I can't be in a boat or a train, any just transportation. I can't do that. I don't like being in a car. I don't take elevators. Crowded places drive me crazy, but uncrowded places make me crazy. I'm afraid of prescription drugs. They won't do it in front of you. They're going in the back. There's something wrong with it. They're doing something. I'm afraid of falling asleep. I don't even understand the expression. Why are you falling? Where are you falling? It's just so... I don't know. I always wished I had a button on my neck where I could push it and be asleep like a machine, but I can't. So I just lay there and I hate it. I hate it. Oh, what did I leave out? Oh, yeah. I'm not that crazy about waking up. You know, there's a lot of people that have a fear of clowns. Isn't that funny? See, that doesn't bother me.
I'm afraid of clowns.
Should rush upon this blade, then enter the circle with fear in your heart. How do you enter?
With perfect love and perfect trust. It is better that you should rush upon this blade, than enter this circle with fear in your heart. How do you enter?
With perfect love and perfect trust. It is better that you should rush upon this blade than enter this circle with fear in your heart. How do you enter?
With perfect love and perfect trust.
That's a girl.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
As above, so below. I drink of my sisters, and I ask for the ability to not hate those who hate me, especially racist pieces of bleach blonde shit like Laura Lizzie. Right on.
I drink of my sisters, and I ask to love myself more and to allow myself to be loved more by others. Especially Chris Hooker.
I know, it's pathetic.
Definitely pathetic.
I drink of my sisters, and I take into myself the power to be beautiful, outside as well as in.
I drink of my sisters, and I take into myself all the power of Manon.
That's all?
And good evening to everybody. The program is off the hook. Apologies, everybody. Apparently, people at the station took the off-hook tone seriously and thought the station was broken. I don't know what's going on down there, but we started 5 minutes late. We're going to end 5 minutes late. How's that? Everybody will be happy. This is Emmanuel here. Kyle is over there.
Yeah, hi. How's it going? How's everybody?
It's hectic. It's hectic. We have in Signal Land, Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
We have Gila.
Good evening.
And we have Alex.
Good morning.
Right, because you're somewhere else.
That's right. It's Thursday here. I'm in Sicily at the moment, in Trapani. As I promised last week, I would be in some kind of far-flung remote location. So here I am. Well, happy Thursday.
Welcome to Thursday. Yeah, I got to say, this past weekend, I met some of the coolest people on Earth. I really did. I'm not just talking about you guys. And by the way, I'm sorry about that mix-up. I haven't seen you guys in so long. I honestly thought Rob was Alex and Alex was Rob, and I was addressing you inappropriately. So anything I said to either of you, I meant for the other. So just take that into consideration, please. It's been so long. It's been so long since we've seen each other in person. But yeah, you know, we had this massive gathering in Queens, and we just met so many of our listeners and so many people in the hacker community that are some of the coolest people on Earth. It's just, it's amazing. You know, you have the elevator conversations, you have conversations passing people outside, inside, at talks, and incredible talks as well. Alex, I know you were a major part of this. You had a couple of talks. In fact, there was an off the hook last minute talk because I think your panel canceled And you weren't able to carry the panel yourself, so you threw together an off the hook Ask Me Anything. I hope you didn't give away too much.
No, I don't think so yet. And sadly, my panel on Saturday had to cancel because our colleague Dan Nowak, who was really the key man of that panel, got really sick over in Las Vegas a couple of days before, maybe about a week before, over at the B-Sides event associated with DEF CON, you know, that other hack conference that happens in the summer. And so we need something to fill up that void. I mean, it was such an important slot on Saturday at 12 p.m. And we said, hey, you know what? We're all here. We're all in the same place, physically located in the same vicinity for the first time in a very, very long time. So why don't we put together a panel about Off the Hook? And it was so cool to see so many people show up and to have so many comments come in from the Matrix chat during that panel that were so uplifting. And it's so nice to know that people are really listening and that our words have made such a difference in so many people's lives. I think we tend to forget about that. And the words of encouragement and descriptions of Off the Hook were so superlative and so supportive. I almost forgot that we get all this criticism about being so political sometimes. So it was a really nice change, I have to say, to receive all this praise as opposed to, criticism. So I'll leave it there. I said I think that was one of the highlights of the entire weekend for me.
If I could just jump in for a second, is anyone else hearing that music? Because
no, I don't hear
really
anything.
If I really lost my mind, finally,
it's a flashback.
No, yeah. this is the interlude music between all the sessions, and I haven't been able to get it out of my head in several days, and now I'm really hearing it loud. It's you think it's funny? Okay, now please turn it. Okay, I love the piece. I really do. No question about that. But I've heard it way too much, and I just would like a rest. We had this amazing system where updates would be aired on screens and music would play, and it's really not that complicated. Tell me some of the Alex, some of the questions that were asked, because I wasn't able to be at that panel except for a little bit when I came in and remembered what your faces looked like.
Yeah, I think some of the questions, right? I mean, Rob, to jump in and help me out here. But I think one of the questions that I appreciated was somebody asked about what were some of the most high drama moments on Off the Hook that you can recall? And the answer I gave to that, and I think this is before you came onto the stage, Emmanuel, but the answer that I gave to that was to go way back to 2000. When
the hostage shaking,
exactly, basically, yeah.
Oh, no, I've got the wrong station. Sorry, that's the other. Okay, never mind.
Well, it was basically like hostage taking because there were a whole bunch of WBAI supporters that
was a police invasion. That was different.
That was, but people were arrested that night too for staying in the station, and that was when, if you recall, way back then, I think you were the aberration that had a cell phone. Not everybody had a cell phone 25 years ago. And the police were in the station because WBAI was suffering a corporate takeover, as it does, I guess, every, I don't know, two decades or something like that, when you have to deal with that within WBAI. And there was a sit-in. I think it was like the local advisory board or something like that was up at 110 Wall Street on 20th floor and refused to leave.
120 Wall Street.
I always get it wrong. God damn it. Why do I always switch it up? It was 120 Wall Street. Okay. I thought I got it right that time, but I didn't. And you called your cell phone from the station, and I ran out into the hallway and put the phone up to the mouth of a police officer who was announcing that everybody was going to be arrested if they didn't leave. And then that night when we showed up outside the station after a whole bunch of people were actually arrested within WBAI for refusing to leave the station, it was incredible the support that we received outside because there was a drum circle out there. There were protesters outside the station. It was really, I think that was one of the highest drama moments that I could recall.
BAI can organize a drum circle faster than any other radio station in the greater New York metropolitan area. I'm not kidding about that. If anyone wants to call us on that, we will be there. It was a really amazing panel from all accounts. And it's great that we can just throw that together when need be. But, you know, there were some other other talks as well, some really good talks. In fact, I think most of the talks were really, really good. But, you know, a few weeks ago, we had Joshua Aaron on the radio here. He's the guy that wrote the app called IceBlock, which is designed to alert people when ice is in town, or to let people know just what exactly is going on. And he's been targeted by the Trump administration for daring to do that. And, you know, basically, the app does nothing more than tell people, look at what I see. This is happening right in front of me. Apparently, the administration prefer that people keep quiet and not share this information. So he gave a talk. It was a virtual talk. I'm going to just play an excerpt, the opening, because I think that is incredibly strong. One of the stronger pieces that we had. We had so many good pieces, so many good topics, seminars, lectures, Q&As. It was really incredible. But this is from Sunday, the opening of Joshua Aaron.
Good afternoon.
He can't see you.
I can't see you, but I'm so happy to be with you. And I'm sorry it has to be remote. But listen, happy to be there. And so, you know, let me start off by saying, like, good afternoon. I'm Joshua Aaron, the creator of IceBlock, a crowdsourced anonymous platform allowing users to report public sightings of Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to other users within a 5-mile radius of the sighting's location. I'm sure many of you are familiar with IceBlock, and hopefully a lot of you have it installed, not only for your own protection, but to help keep others in your community safe. After watching Trump's first term and then reading Project 2025 and hearing his campaign rhetoric, I saw the writing on the wall and knew I had to do something to help fight back. I was raised in a Jewish household, and growing up in that community, I had the opportunity to meet Holocaust survivors and learn all about the history of Hitler's rise to power in Nazi Germany. And when we see 5-year-olds in courtrooms without representation, college students being disappeared for their political beliefs, or babies being ripped from their mother's arms while they're screaming for their children, we are watching history repeat itself. Now, some have criticized me for making this comparison and using terms like Gestapo to describe ICE agents or concentration camps to describe the detention centers. And my response is always the same. If you know your history, you also know that the Holocaust didn't start with the death camps. It started with leaders dividing the people of Germany by making anyone who didn't look like them or believe in the God they believed in their enemies. From there, work camps were built. And those camps are very much akin to the detention centers we are seeing today. We have a camp in Florida called Alligator Alcatraz, and the right thinks it's cute to sell merch like hats and t-shirts while pocketing the money for the Florida Republican Party. These conditions are deplorable, with 32 people to a cage, only 3 toilets, and they're told to get their drinking water from the back of the toilet. We've heard the stories of these detainees being zip-tied, made to get on their knees and eat off the floor. And this is inhumane. And the worst part is that over 92% of these people have never committed a violent crime. Just this week, we learned that over 80% of the people detained there are sick with COVID-like symptoms. And they're starting to clear people out, though we don't know where they're being sent next. With regards to the Gestapo reference, we have masked agents in plain clothes or military-style gear who refuse to identify themselves, camp outside of elementary schools, knock down the doors of foster children, drag people out of their cars, and on multiple occasions, arrest US citizens because they refuse to look at their identification. They show up claiming that they have a warrant when it's nothing more than what is called an administrative warrant. And while technically a legal document, it's not the same thing as a judicial warrant, and it does not carry the same authority. A judicial warrant is issued by a judge or a magistrate based on probable cause signed under the authority of the judiciary. This is the only type that grants law enforcement the full legal authority to enter private property without consent. An administrative warrant is issued by a government agency, for example, ICE or OSHA or housing inspectors, under statutory authority and is not signed by a judge. It is typically used for administrative or civil enforcement and does not authorize forcible entry into a home or private area without consent. So while an administrative warrant is technically a legal document in the sense that it's issued under some law or regulation, it is not an official warrant in the Fourth Amendment sense. For entry into a private residence or to compel certain actions, only a judicial warrant signed by a judge or magistrate qualifies. They fully believe the law doesn't apply to them and are now accusing anyone they falsely arrest, assault, or detain of assaulting them. That's how this administration can continue to go to the media with their false claims of a significant increase in assaults against ICE agents.
And that is Joshua Aaron, as recorded at the Hackers on Planet Earth gathering this past weekend. He's the creator of the Ice Block app, and he spoke for 2 hours, could have spoken for 4 hours, took all kinds of questions, suggestions about the app, and it was a great dialogue. Both technical and social, kind of the epitome of what we do here, talking about the technology that we are facing every day, challenges and setbacks and potential, but also what's happening in our world that makes these apps, these technological advances so vital and so important. And something like the Ice Block app is it's just... it's such an incredible tool for people to have, so they are informed as to what's going on in their neighborhood. And I understand.